So as we mentioned, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission convened this week to take a look at what caused the financial meltdown. And Elizabeth Warren, who heads the oversight panel, the congressional oversight panel for the current bank bailout, which was put in place in response to the financial meltdown, talked with us yesterday and said that to really think about regulating the economic system in the wake of this catastrophe, we need to go back to the 1930s, she said.
The folks who were in government at that point said, you know, we can do better than this. We can put some regulation in place. And we put three basic regulations in place. FDIC insurance to make it safe to put money in banks. Glass-Steagall to say that the banks that take deposits cannot engage in risky trading. And SEC regulations to try to make that market a little more honest. And it served us for more than 50 years. We didn't have a single financial crisis in 50 years. And then what happened? We started deregulating.
That's Elizabeth Warren yesterday on The Takeaway. She heads the Congressional Oversight Committee for the bank bailout. We wanted to put that question directly to Richard Beauvais, who's an analyst with Rockdale Securities, a brokerage firm in Stamford, Connecticut. So, Richard Beauvais, good morning.
Good morning.
Should we go back to Glass-Steagall, basically get the investment banks and the regular commercial banks separate again? They can't do the same things. You can't risk that kind of depositor money in the same way. Go back to the 1930s? Is Elizabeth Warren right here?
I mean, it's already happening. I think that, you know, we don't need legislation passed by the Congress to reinsert Glass-Steagall into the laws. What the regulators are doing and what Congress is mandating is that you change the risk weighting on the assets held by banks. And in doing so, what they do is make it uneconomic for the banks to hold highly, risky assets, and it gives them benefits if they hold plain vanilla assets. So without passing any specific law saying that Glass-Steagall has been reimposed on the industry, Glass-Steagall is being reimposed on the industry.
But if you can hold those assets for a matter of nanoseconds using computer program trading and unloading them in complicated derivatives, can you really enforce a regulation like that?
Well, certainly. I mean, one of the biggest problems, and I think your quote from Ms. Warren indicated this, was that we decided not to use the regulations that are already on the books. In other words, under the Clinton administration, the decision was made to move forward on deregulation very rapidly, and under the Bush administration, the decision was made to simply avoid obeying the laws. So the net effect is the regulators did not regulate. There's no question about the fact that they have the capability to stop banks from getting involved in activities which are high risk in nature already.
But
they just didn't do it.
Right. But Richard Beauvais, the question that you raise right there kind of scares me. I mean, the same people who are responsible for that Clinton era deregulation are mostly in the Obama administration. You got your Larry Summers, you got others, and they're going to take the initiative here. They in some sense led us into this.
Well, you know, in the South, we have something called come-to-Jesus meetings in which we basically bare our breasts. And in essence, I think what we're seeing on the part of the regulators is a recognition that the attitudes toward regulation have changed dramatically in the Congress and obviously at the presidential level. And therefore, they are now pressing on the banks relatively hard on all aspects of their business lines, and we are re-regulating.
All right, let's listen to one other thing that Elizabeth Warren said on the program yesterday, Richard Beauvais. Tell me what you think of this.
We desperately need reform. If we don't get reform, we're headed back into the boom and bust cycle game. And every, you know, 10 to 15 years, we'll keep playing this game. And part of the world will get richer and richer, and the rest of us will continue to get wiped out.
She's basically describing the boom and bust cycle that prevailed from the 1790s right up to the Great Depression. She claims that regulation prevented that cycle during the 50 years after the Great Depression. Is she right? And if we don't go to Glass-Steagall, do we go back to the 15-year cycle?
Yeah, I think she is right that basically the changes in the laws, the Federal Reserve Act and the Glass-Steagall Act, you know, were both very instrumental in eliminating a lot of the, if you will, wide swings in the economy that had occurred in the late 1800s. And therefore, I think that view is correct. But I don't think that we need any new regulations or new reforms, because we already have more than enough to deal with whatever issue arises in the banking system. I think that if you consider the fact that you can remove managements of banks, you can cut their salaries, you can change their lending activities, you can stop acquisitions or divestitures, you can force a change in the structure of the organization, all of that can be done under the current regulation. All right. Don't need any more.
Well, let's imagine that Larry Summers was sitting right here, a chief economic advisor to Barack Obama. I mean, you're saying that we can essentially go back to Glass-Steagall with the laws that are on the books right now. Do you think that Larry Summers, all come to Jesus moments notwithstanding, is actually advocating that sort of thing, that he would say on this program, we're going back to Glass-Steagall?
Yeah, Larry Summers has already written, his view of what should be done, and he's asking for a significant increase in regulation, and I'm not sure he really understands what's on the books at the present time.
And does that make you optimistic or pessimistic?
Well, I think in the next couple of years, bank earnings are going to soar as a result of loan losses going down. So I don't think anybody's going to care that much right now as to whether we put the regulation on or not. But in 3 years from now, we will care.
All right. Going back to Glass-Steagall, and we'll check in we'll check in sooner than 3 years from now. But Richard Beauvais, thanks so much. Analyst with Rockdale Securities, a brokerage firm in Stamford, Connecticut, where he analyzes bank brokerage industries. Thanks so much.